Now and then they're paying $8 to $15 an acre to get it pulled to kill the timber.
Yeah.
Let it stand and fall over.
Have to do it twice, don't they?
Yeah.
Crazy thing. Any special word for land where you got a patch of scrubby oak?
Well, lots of people said they call that shinry. And then there's different kinds of that shinry. Now that post oak shinry, it'll not get very high, but it'd be pretty thick. But you just try applying it up. There's a lot more under the ground than there's on top of the ground.
Just a big mat of roots.
That's right, just a wad of roots.
Let's see.
I was going to tell you. Talking about shoemakers on good land. Now, where there's lots of blackjacks, that's pretty good land. But you strike a where they ain't in place in timber, they ain't no blackjacks, it's post oak. Mm-hmm. Now that's sorry land. But the blackjack timber ain't no count, it's good for wood.
Mm-hmm.
But post oak timber is pretty good timber. And I don't understand it, but it ain't none of my business. I didn't make this world, I guess.
If a man and a woman are married, the man would be the woman's what?
Husband.
And he would be her.
Oh, I mean, how'd you say that first?
You're right, husband, and she would be his
wife.
Uh-huh. And if the man dies, the woman is a
widow.
Mm-hmm. What did you usually
if
call
the
your?
The woman dies, the man's a widower.
Uh-huh. What did you usually call your father?
Well, I always called him Dad, I think, about all time. I didn't call him old man like I hear him doing. Of course, I didn't think it sounded just exactly right.
What did you call your mother?
We called her, me and the boys, called her Ma'am most of the time.
And your father and your mother were your...
Do what now?
Your father and your mother were your...
Mother, I called him Dad, and I called her Ma'am. Now what are you going to say?
And these two were your what?
Well, it'd be my mother and father, right? But
any other term for that, for both of them? Parents?
Well,
or?
Well yes, it'd be parents. Or?
What did you call your grandfather, or did you know him?
Yeah, the old mother said. We always called him Grandpa.
And your grandmother?
Well, I think we called her Granny.
And who delivered the babies around here when there wasn't a doctor?
Oh, first one woman and another.
They have any special term for a woman who delivered babies?
No, they didn't call them anything. Of course, I guess you'd call them midwife.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't. They just get some second woman over here, she'd be all right.
There was no woman around here that didn't
have... No special man. Well, no, they weren't.
Were there, was the term midwife, any other term, granny woman? Or?
Well, some of them would call them granny women, but I never did call them that. I didn't think it sounded just exactly right.
Mm-hmm. If a child has the facial characteristics of his father, you say he what?
And I say, I don't know, if he's little, I don't say like these people, they'll say. I've heard a lot of people come in, oh, he looks just like his daddy, or he looks just like so-and-so. And I said, why do you all want to lie that way? You never was a little baby, looked like anybody. And I said, you're going to have to own up to that. I said, well, I guess you're right. I said, later on they may favor somebody, but they're not... Don't look like their mam and daddy either now.
They just look like little prunes.
That's right.
If a man is named William and his son is named William, you'd say the son is named how?